We're living in the fifth dimensional consciousness, where we are creating our reality faster than we can imagine. And 95% of our lives are run and created by our subconscious programming. Imagine how your life will be when that 95% subconscious programming is set to attract, manifest, and create everything you desire. Would you like help to change yours? Join Tamara Oviatt in Living in Fifth Dimensional Consciousness here on OM Times every week, where she will connect to the source energy and change your subconscious programming by deleting your negative belief systems. Tamara is the founder of Sacred Activations, a subconscious metaprogramming process that rewires your brain and shifts hundreds of your belief systems so you can break away from lack, pain, and suffering and take control of what you want to create in your life. Tamara has helped hundreds of thousands of people worldwide, and she is here to help you too. It's not about fighting what you don't want. It's about creating what you do want. And the only way to do that is to change and upgrade your subconscious programming. Let Tamara help you create magic in your world. Join her now for Living in the Fifth Dimensional Consciousness.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Living in 5D. I am so excited to have Judy Cowley with me. We both do a similar or the same summit with Darius, and I'm always watching her, and she's like so cool, such an amazing person. And I'm so thankful that you came on today to help all of our listeners to shift their lives into happiness. And I know you're absolutely amazing. You started at 8 years old with the
3 years old.
Wow.
3 years old.
What happened at 3 years old that you started this?
I had my first near-death experience. I've had four.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. And I was one of the first children. They did open heart surgery on in 1949. They had just perfected the procedure the year before. And I don't know if the audience is aware of this, but in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, they didn't fully anesthetize children, because they didn't know how much anesthesia would put a child under versus kill them. So I woke up during the surgery and I saw two big tanks of blood and I knew I was dying. And I instantly was with Jesus. And I was not raised religious, but I knew instantly who he was. And he took, I carry a special dispensation of light in my throat as a healer, and I'm clearing the people on the call. So that's what I'm doing. So anyway, he took my right hand and in his left hand, and I had on a little purple pleated skirt and a little purple sweater, white collar. And my mom had just given me a permanent because I had poker straight hair, like a little palm tree. And he took me and went on the lap. He showed me the scanning machine, and you look through the scanning machine before you're when you have a near-death experience and when you pass, and it shows you everything. And that's when you hear people say, I saw my whole life flash before me. That's what that is. It's a scanning machine. And so Jesus said to me, since you're free, you don't have a lot of life experience, but I'm going to show you that if you had had an argument with somebody, and then you went into a grocery store, and then you said to the cashier, can you hurry it up, please? I've got stuff to do. I would see that the cashier would then take that anger and spank her child. And then the child would kick the dog and the dog would bite the dad. And I could see every word we spoke, every thought we had, every feeling and every choice affected all of life through infinity. And we're held accountable for it when we pass. And so he showed me, he said, now I'm going to show you all the other choices that you've made, that you get to decide, do you want to stay or do you want to go? And he flashed everything in front of me. And then after he was done, I didn't remember. All I remembered was seeing the scanning machine and what I'd seen up to 3 years old, from three on to whatever length I chose to be here. And all the choices were now null and void to me. And then the next thing he said to me is, you have a baby brother that's going to be born in 6 months with club feet. And he said, do you want to stay or do you want to go? And I remember looking at my brother, Tamara, and he had white hair. I have dark brown hair. My dad had dark brown hair. My mother had dark brown hair. My brother had white hair, and he was a towhead. And then Jesus showed me that my grandmother had seven brothers and sisters, and one of her sisters was a towhead, and that's where he got it. So he said to me, do you want to stay or do you want to go? And I remember saying to him, I don't want my brother to be alone. And the next thing I knew, I was back in the operating room. The surgeon, Dr. Potts, was cutting into my chest. I could feel everything he was doing. And he had such compassion in his eyes that it opened my sacred heart, which is your creator. And from that point on, I was connected to the ascended masters, angels, and archangels. So I've been doing work with them for over 73 years.
Wow.
And in all the years I've been working with them, I've never once received an unloving, unkind, harsh, judgmental message. I've never had them mention one word about religion. And they've never approached me from a place of superiority, not once.
Never.
Nope. No. And I've been with a sacred heart since I was three, which is your creator heart. That's why I wanted to talk about this today. Because that's really the key to your life, is your sacred heart.
And where is your sacred heart located in your physical body?
Right in your throat, the little hollow space. It sits in front of your spinal column, but your connecting point is a little hollow space. That's where all your Akashic records are kept. Every word you speak, thought, feeling, and choice is recorded by the angels there. Every detail about all the lives you're living is there. That is your connection to your creator heart.
I didn't know that.
Yep, it is. And one of the questions is, we have three hearts.
Yeah.
Hold on. This is clearing anybody that has not been able to speak their truth and they've had to swallow their pain. And they're stuck at energy throat. I've been doing this kind of clearing for over 4 years now. Because a lot of us here to lead the way have gone through a lot, and we've swallowed it, and that's got to go for fifth dimension. So that's what I'm doing when I'm coughing. I'm clearing.
There's a lot of people that hold their thoughts and don't say anything.
Yes, but there is a simple technique that Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Michael gave me that clears all that. And what you do is you need to come from your heart, not your head, because there's no truth. And there's just truth in your heart. And you have your human heart when you're in form. You have your chakra heart. And then you have your sacred heart. And your sacred heart is your creator heart. That's your immortal heart. That's your high heart. That's the one we're talking about. The connecting point is here. And that's where you want to live out of more than 51% of your day. You're not here to live a perfect life. We're here to have adventures. And we've chosen everything before we come in. Everything. You've never made a mistake, Tamara. Every single choice you've made has brought you to this moment where you and I agreed. And every single person on this call at the replay, we all agreed to get together at this time on this day.
Yeah, I believe that. I have goosebumps right now.
When you understand that, you remove all this anxiety because you create your own life, and everybody on the planet is a being of light. Yeah. And they're not the role they're playing in the script that was written. And all scripts were dissolved 20 years ago. So we have no more obligations to anybody for any reason, any time. We're now sovereign beings.
I like that. I like that there's no more scripts, and that we, you know, because I totally believe we have free choice and our future is up to us to create. And that, you know, all my teaching is clear your subconscious belief system so you can truly create the life you desire instead of what your programming is. So it's perfect.
There's only three things we need to know. Out of all the libraries and all the CDs, all the classes and everything. There's only three things you need to know. The first is you're an original creation of divinity. There is nobody else like you. Nobody else in all of creation feels the way you do. So stop giving your power to other people because they don't know how you feel. So if somebody offers me something that doesn't feel good to me at that time, I just very politely say, I really appreciate the offer, but right now that just doesn't feel good to me. Maybe you and I can do this at another time. I don't acquiesce so that I don't hurt their feelings. Instead, stop doing what feels truthful to me, no more.
Good for you.
Okay. Number two, we have the right of free will to be human, which means everything you've made to experience before you come in, you do not know how you're going to react to it until you're actually in the body. And you have two choices. You can either look at it as a gift. And when you look at everything as a gift, then your heart expands through love and you step into more of who you are. Or you can look at it and be terrified. You can shrink and become less than who you are through fear. That's your only two choices. And
I like that. Can you say that again?
Every choice that's presented to us, we have the right of free will. We can choose how we're going to respond. And there's only two responses. One is, I'm going to look at it as a gift. And every time I see the gift, I may not know what the gift is yet, but I do know it's for my best interests. And so my heart expands. I step into more of who I am. The second choice is to be terrified, be frightened, shrink, and become less than who you are. Those are the only two movements you do as a soul. You don't go anywhere. There's no forward and back. There's no up and down. There's no sideways. There's just expansion or contraction. That's what the yin and yang is. That's it.
You know, I totally agree with that, because I know we play like in time and past lives and future lives, but it's all happening right now.
Yep. And you have no future.
Yeah. You know what? I love that.
And you've already gotten everything out of the past you needed. All you have right now is you and I on this call, and every single person on this call is a master. They would not be attracted to this call if they weren't.
Totally agree.
Just know that you're a master, and you've been stepping more and more into your mastery the last 2.5 years. So the first choice is to understand that you're an original creation of divinity. Nobody's like you. Number two, you have the right of free will. And number three, the answer to every issue, I don't care what the issue is self-love.
Yeah.
And totally. On the planet, their mission in this life is to love themselves more in this life than we've loved ourselves in any life. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
That's how we shift the planet from third to fifth.
Yes.
And those of us that were born before 1980, that are the 10% here to lead the way, which is every person on this call, whether you're born before 1980, then you're an ascended master, because we're 10% of the population. Mm-hmm. Or after 1980, you're one of the new children.
Yeah.
And they are the wisest and most sensitive beings on the planet. They're here to usher us into the seventh golden crystalline age of wisdom and peace. And golden is divine consciousness. So we're stepping out of human consciousness and we're stepping into our higher selves. And that's divine consciousness. And the new children came in divine consciousness. So for those of us born before 1980, we're indigos. We're system busters. And every job we've had, every relationship we've been in, every part we've played, we have absolutely shifted all the energy to be better than when we walked in the door. Whether it's to be kind to somebody that the employees at work are not being kind to, or to step up and help somebody, or to organize all the drawers in an office that you're working in, whether it's to bring flowers, whatever it is, we leave everything in better shape than when we walked in the door.
You know, I totally agree with that. I mean, I tell people, just smile at somebody. That's all you have to do. Just smile.
Yes.
You have no idea what that means to somebody, just to smile at them.
Because when you do that, it reminds somebody who they are.
Yeah.
And what greater gift can we give? So I just want to reiterate that every person on this call, and we'll listen to the replay, you came in carrying the highest light on the planet. And just you breathing, you touch every heart on the planet. And when you heal you, you offer that healing to every single soul on the planet. There is no greater gift for you to give. It has nothing to do with what you do. You didn't come into harm. You came into love. So you could play tiddlywinks and laugh all day, and you'd be doing what you came here to do.
Exactly. Exactly. Because most people think they have to go out and make a big splash to make a difference in the world. And truly, they just have to work on their own heart and be happy within. And that's how we change the planet.
That's exactly correct.
Yeah.
When all the issues, and you have to remember, all of us are the oldest souls on the planet, or we're the new children, and they didn't bring the baggage we brought in. But in the same token, because we're the oldest souls on the planet, we're not going to choose the simple issues. We're going to choose the most expansive, toughest, takes us away into ourself that we could possibly choose. But the beautiful thing, which I included in the write-up of what we're doing here, is we all not only programmed every person, place, thing, and experience for our life into our sacred heart before we were born, but we programmed every issue and all the solutions. And we also programmed how we personally were going to wake up and remember who we are. So please stop comparing yourself to anybody else. It's the greatest disservice you can do, because every soul is precious. And one of my, who's one of the wisest beings I've ever connected to, his name was Karma Soul for the Great Central Sun. And he was a healer dog to work with Archangel Gabriel. And my younger daughter has been an animal communicator for over 35 years. We talk to animals every day. And what most people know is we go into animal lives when we finished human lives. They carry a much higher frequency of light, and they've already ascended. They've come back to help us ascend. The same with nature. Nature's already ascended. It's come back to help us. So understand that we come in here and we have specifically programmed ourselves how we're going to wake up and remember who we are. And because in our original state, we're a golden spiral of light. And as a Fibonacci symbol, you see in all the seashells and all of nature, spiral, 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 spirals, because that's what we are. And there's no beginning and no end. We've never been born and we've never died. We just keep changing form because we're energy. So it doesn't matter what the molecular structure of something is. You can have as intelligent of a conversation with a dining room table as you can the Dalai Lama, because you're talking to the same divine energy.
Totally agree with that. I love that. Absolutely.
So it doesn't matter if you are an animal or the wind, or you're a grain of sand or a drop in the ocean or an insect or a mountain range. I literally woke up 3 months ago and I was the Himalayan mountains. And I could see the monks going into inner earth, walking very gently on their feet because they didn't want to bruise the earth. And some of them had sandals and some didn't. And they were in a single file and they were walking ever so gently into inner earth. And I also felt all the great white brotherhood. I felt all the great white sisterhood. I felt the sacredness of the mountain itself. And I was the Himalayan mountains for about 5 or 6 hours. We're stepping into what we're now choosing to remember. And so when we came from being a golden spiral of light, we were floating and glowing in bliss. And then we made the decision, every soul does, it comes into form, that we wanted to tactily experience life. We didn't just want to float and glow. We wanted to taste, smell, and give birth and have children and have families. We wanted to experience life. So there's no good and bad. There's no right and wrong. There's just experience. And as messy as it can get, we signed up to have experience, experience, experience. So when you get out of the idea that the world owes me something and it's supposed to be simple and I'm supposed to just float and not have any issues, you didn't come here for that. You were floating and glowing and you walked away from it and said, I want to have adventures. So consequently, when we came into form, we made two agreements. Every soul does. I will live as every form of life at some point, and I will have every experience available in creation at some point. We're all going to be everything at some point, and we're all going to experience everything. We go through being every religion, every culture, every physical ability. We go through it all because that's what we came here for. And you're living lives now. There's no past and there's no future. You haven't even created tomorrow yet. And what's going to determine what you're going to experience tomorrow is based 100% on only one thing: how much you love yourself today. That's it. And all you have is this moment. You and I, Tamara, and these beautiful masters that we're on the planet with, and all of the beautiful new children that are on this call and replay. That's it. We're here.
I love that. Did you hear that, everybody? There's no tomorrow. There's only today.
Yep.
And your only job is to love yourself. That's it.
Yep.
That's all you got to do.
Attention to your journey. Nobody else's journey is any of your business.
Yeah.
Soul chooses everything before they come in. Everything. How you're going to look, how you're going to sound, the theme of your life, your family, how you're going to be born, how you're going to pass, all the details, how many near-death experiences you're going to have. You choose it all before you come in. And I also want to say that in this life is the most intense life we're living out of all of our lives. And this is the life for making the largest difference as a soul. So this has not exactly been a walk in the park.
No, definitely not.
Life, we're clearing all of our maternal and paternal lineage all through creation. And for those of us that chose as ascended masters to come here, we agreed to literally do for the planet what we've already done for ourselves. Being an ascended master just means you've ascended through all the layers of fear and you know how to love-based live more than 51% of your day.
Yeah.
That's what an ascended master is. And this universe is a being like you or I living the life as a universe. And the universe said no more third and fourth dimension. Every planet other than Earth is in fifth or more. Only still carries third and fourth. So consequently, Gaia went to the Ascended Master Elders, that's her Ascended Master name, and she said, I no longer want a house third dimension on my planet, they're too self-destructive. And the Ascended Elders agreed. So they came to us, who'd had the most experience, and said, you've helped other planets ascend, would you help Earth? And you just need to do what you've already done for yourself. And we agreed. So here-
I know, I agreed. Yeah.
Last 2.5 years, we've been stepping into our mastery and we're not who we are in the morning, in the afternoon. We're changing that fast. And the old third dimension of us is gone.
Yeah.
And I've been getting messages for the last 4 months that we've stepped beyond our human missions and now we're stepping into our master missions.
Yeah. Our universal mission.
And on September 24th, I received my master mission. And when I got it, it's everything that I love. And it's so perfect, I just cried. Because
what is it? Can you share it with us?
Yes, I was asked by Ashtar of the Galactic Command, Mikos from Inner Earth, the head librarian of the Library of Pathologos, and Saint Germain, to be an ambassador for New Earth.
Nice.
And also to bring out information with Saint Germain that's beyond what the Ballards got about the violet flame in their 1930s. There's more to come out.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the gist of what I was asked to do, and I agreed. And I remember just feeling so humbled and so grateful because it was so like a big heart hug. And like I said, I've been getting, you're going to get a master mission. And I'd never heard that term. So when I'm actually getting it, I just sat there and I said, okay, there again. And because I surrender, Tamara, for years and trust in the integrity of my own soul, I don't need to know and I don't need to understand because those are both fear concepts. I get information 15, 20, and 25 years before I see it in print or hear other people talking about it.
that same thing happens to me.
Yes. So trust.
Yeah, and I go, oh, they're now, I did that, you know, 8 years ago. Look, they're doing that now. Cool. Because that means we're bringing it in so that they can pick it up and do it also. So it's such a gift to actually watch that happen.
And I would also like to share with the callers two pieces of information that I was given in the early 1980s and in the early 1990s that is applicable today. Number one, every soul chooses their pain threshold before they come in. And when your pain threshold has been reached, the soul leaves the body and the body goes through the experience. The soul does not.
I believe that.
And then the soul can either watch it or walk away.
Yeah.
Number two, the patriarchal society has been so controlling for so many hundreds of years that the bottom line is almost every woman on the planet has been abused mentally, emotionally, physically, or spiritually because the patriarchal society has made us sexual slaves. Okay. So what I was told was, and this was by a client, which then it came in and then the angels confirmed it, is abortions, miscarriages, crib deaths are caused in an agreement between the parents and the child because children are pure. They have nothing but pure divine love. And when they go into the mother's womb, whether it's mental, emotional, physical, or spiritual, they remove all of the toxic energy so that the woman attracts a partner and gives children that are not abused. She's not attracting abused energy because it's been cleared by the baby. Do you get that? Because that's profound.
Yes and no. No, I don't.
Okay. What don't you get?
So when a mother gives birth, the child pulls all the negative energy out of the mother. So therefore she's no longer,
Okay. Number one, it's not giving birth. If she has a miscarriage or if she has an abortion or the baby's having death, they were not meant to grow up and have a life.
Right.
Amen.
I understand that.
To clear the mother's womb or her soul or her energy field or whatever it is of any of the toxic energy that she's taken in that she doesn't want to attract more of.
Okay. Well, now what about a woman that's had like multiple miscarriages?
That's exactly the same thing.
Okay.
So I'm going to share with you just briefly how this came about. I had a woman that was on the phone and this duck spent an hour telling me how it took care of her. And I was surprised because this duck went to such extreme to take care of her. And then that duck morphed into a 7-year-old little boy. And that 7-year-old little boy morphed into a 32-year-old man on the other side. And then he said to me, my mother was molested by her father from the time she was 7 until she was 18. And I was the result of that molestation. And so my mother had an abortion and it was the right choice because I removed all the toxic energy out of her womb so that she would attract the husband she did and have the 4 children that she did instead of attracting abusive partners and abusive children. And he said, and I need her to know I can help her more on this side than I could on the other side. And because she loves ducks and she feeds the ducks at the park all the time, I came in as a duck because I knew she'd listen. But if I'd come in as a 32-year-old man, she would have not listened because she had such shame over what she went through.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I had an 18-month-old that the mother said, can you connect to my daughter? And the little girl said, I came in with such severe disabilities that for the entire 18 months, my parents did not have compassion for themselves and they did not love themselves. And my job was to open their heart to compassion and self-love so that they can now live the life they were meant to live. I didn't need to be any older than 18 months. I accomplished it in 18 months. And then it was my time to go.
Right.
So that's what I'm presenting.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. And it's so true. I have a friend of mine that lost her daughter, just died in the middle of the night. and her daughter was like 7 or 8 years old. And her daughter, I mean, I've talked to her daughter. Her daughter comes to me, shows me balloons, all these things to bring these messages to her mom, but her mom is still not opening up to it. And she's still grieving 7, 8 years later. What message do you have for her?
Okay, first of all, understand that when you pass, there's nothing sad about it because you went because you completed what you came to do. It doesn't matter anymore. And when a child goes, it's because you've gotten everything from that relationship and they've gotten everything. And now they're ready to move on to something else. So when somebody's grieving, they dump all that toxic energy on the soul of the child. And the child doesn't need it. It's the same when people worry. And they say, I always worry about my son. Well, the son doesn't need your worry. It's a big toxic download that goes on the child. And they are walking around with all your sadness and your worries. And it really has nothing to do with them.
Right. So the message you would give to a friend of mine is stop grieving and heal so that your daughter cannot be carrying that around. And what would you
say? So that she gives her daughter the dignity to recognize as a soul that she chose what honored her and what honored her mother. She was done. She already gave everything. Yeah. And so instead of grieving what you think you should have had, appreciate what you did have. That's the gift. And we're so everybody living to be 100 with no regard for it's a soul choice. It's not about living a long, long time. It's about quality, not quantity. And we can't soul to experience different things.
Because I was talking to my friend and she's still grieving. And, you know, I try to help her and she hasn't gotten past it. So I really love your message to her. And I hope she does because it's holding her back in her life.
If she would just focus on what she and her daughter enjoyed and the smiles and the hearts and the hugs and the giggles and the experiences they had, that nurtures them both. When you make it a mistake and you grieve and you cry and you go on and on and on, and do you know that on the other side, heaven and the Rainbow Bridge is 3 feet off the ground right here. Nobody ever left you. They're right here. They're just in their light body. That's it. So you can feel them. You just won't see them materialize in front of you because in order to go way back down to third dimensional earth, heaven and the Rainbow Bridge in all dimensions are not places. They're levels of self-love.
Yes.
And when they pass to the other side, you're not known by your name and you're not known by your body. You're known by your heart song. And your heart song is the level of self-love you carry in your heart. And it's musical notes in your heart. And it plays its own song. And that's your soul song. That's how you're known as a soul, not the individual experience you're living.
I love that. My soul song is happy, happy, joy, 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 happy, happy. That's really beautiful. I want you to continue, but we have got to take a break. You guys, since we're recording, we're only going to take a 2-minute break and then we'll be right back and we'll continue. Thank you so much, Judy. I'm so excited to connect with you. You're bringing in such amazing, amazing information. So you guys come back after the commercial and we will continue. And Judy's got some processes that she is going to be doing with us. So make sure you come back. Thank you.
Om Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself. Invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on OHM Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive OHM Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. OHM Times. Open yourself to the possibilities. Do you want to go deeper into sacred activations, which is a subconscious metaprogramming process? Tamara Oviatt is inviting you to visit her website at tamaraoviatt.com to sign up and get lifetime access to free 7 activations that you can listen to anytime you want or as often as you need. If you like what Tamara does and like to incorporate sacred activations into your life, she also offers live webinars, masterclasses, and practitioners training to further support your healing, manifestations, and expansion. There are hundreds of activations on her website that address different aspects of your life, money, health, relationships, intuitive abilities, and more. Head over to her website at tamaraoviatt.com and experience the magic of sacred activations. Thank you for listening.
If I could be you, and you could be me, for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds.
Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse. Walk a mile in my shoes.
I'm so excited to have Judy here. Wow, what a powerhouse. I'm so excited to be with you, Judy. I know you have an amazing process you want to share with us. And I have so many questions, but I just want you to go. You know, I'll ask my questions another time. You go, you have the floor. Go ahead.
Okay, I just want to answer quickly all the questions that we agreed to talk about, okay? First of all, or your own healer. Nobody else can heal you. And yes, you and yourself decide what you will accept and what you will not accept. So the answer to healing is self-love, period. Okay? Your sacred heart is your creator heart. The way you can connect to it is through love. So whether you hold a child, whether you hold a puppy, whether you sing or dance, whether you play or create, you can go out of your head and go into your heart. You need to hug yourself 8 to 9 times a day.
Love that.
Okay. Because when somebody else hugs you, your body goes, well, that's nice. But when you hug you, you heal every single time. Hug yourself. When you don't feel good, hug yourself. Okay. Number 3. I don't remember what the 3rd question was. Anyway, whatever it was, can you see what it is?
Yeah. Number 3, how do you live life as a sacred living prayer?
Okay. When you mindfully and consciously choose to live authentically and truthfully, which is what we're now being guided to do the last 10 to 12 years, we're not being guided to be busy. We're being guided to be. Yeah. And guides were very clear with me. And by the way, all your guides and angels are you. Yeah. Every you, there's no others. So yes, when you get that, you want to live life as a living prayer. And that means you mindfully and consciously make your choices to be in touch with what you're saying, thinking, choosing, and feeling. And that means you need to slow down. And you need to be presence and mindfully and consciously choose. And then your life is a living prayer. And I stopped meditating. Since I'd meditated since I was 7, 30 years ago, and decided to live my life as a living prayer. And I've been doing it ever since. And that's what we're being asked to do as masters. That means you are in touch with the difference you're making every single moment of every single day. But you just need to be aware of it 51% of your time, not 100. So I just wanted to get those questions answered because we agreed to do that. Okay, here we go. I want you to take a moment and put your hands on your heart center and just breathe and know that home is here in your heart. It's not out here somewhere. And your journey as a master is inward into your heart. It's not out here. So take a moment and come home into your heart. That's home. And now say to yourself, I am home.
I am home.
I am home. I am home.
I am home.
And now in alignment with your sacred heart and your I am presence, I offer this to yourself. May the wisest part of you that's already lived something similar to what you're going through now come forth. And may that wisest part of you now re-enter your heart fully and guide you from this point on your sacred path. Your sacred path is a gold path. And may you recognize with every breath what your truth is. May you give permission to yourself to release all the old everything in every way, shape, and form. But you're going to keep the pearl of wisdom. That's why I wore pearls today, to remind us to we want the pearls of wisdom. We don't need the patterns anymore. And so we release all of the patterns, beliefs, ideas, and assumptions that are no longer serving us into the light, to be transmuted and cleansed and cleared into its next expression of love. And may you just know that you know what the truth is for you. May you stand up, stand into your mastery, hold your head high, and know that you're everything. There's nothing you're not. And you did not come here to learn anything. That's a lie. You already are everything. Why would you have to learn what you already are? So therefore, you're here to remember what you're here to remember when you're mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually mature enough for it, and not 1 minute sooner. So know that you've created your path. And right now, we're asking for your higher self to put a seed in your heart that's now ready to become the lotus. As you sit on the lotus of infinity in the truth of who you are, and you feel everything that would honor you now. Every single way, shape, and form that you are ready to heal and come back into wholeness is taken care of through love, ease, grace, and joy in the most benevolent way, or something even better. Every choice that you're now being given the opportunity to choose, may you choose what honors you, and may you do that in joy. May you realize that the relationship you have with you is the relationship you have with everybody else. There are no others, there's just you. And so choose to love yourself and stop all the judgment and the criticism, and instead look at life with gratitude. See the beauty you're constructed perfectly for you. You designed you. Celebrate that. And in this moment, may you rest in peace, knowing that everything today was designed by you. You can change it tomorrow, but for today, be at peace. And don't let the drama going on outside of you and all of the way and noise that people are making, that's not for you. It's not necessary. You create your life, nobody else. So choose to love you. And in this moment, may you step into the wisest part of you that can come forth now and guide you on your path in the most beautiful way to live as authentically and truthfully today, now, as you've ever lived, and know that you're everything. And so it is. Beloved, we are.
So it is. That was beautiful, Judy.
Thank you. So do you want to ask some of your questions?
Oh, what is my questions now? Now I'm just kind of like, whoo, way out over here. And yeah, totally just centered, you know, I'm feeling so calm. You had 4 death experiences.
Yes.
Were they all continued as a young child or were they later in life? What happened?
No. Every near-death experience you've had when you're emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically ready and mature enough for that information, it will be presented to you. My first one, I remember fully. My third one was an auto accident. I don't remember what happened before the accident or after, but I remember I knew the car was going to hit me. Everything was in slow motion, and I knew there was nothing I could do to change it. I remember that because the work I do, when somebody starts talking about everything was in slow motion, I know they're having a near-death experience. My second and fourth, I know when they happen, but I don't remember anything about them.
Okay.
So when you're ready, you remember it and not one moment sooner.
Okay. Yeah, I understand that. I mean, the spirit's been talking to me a lot about near-death experiences. And it kind of scared me, like I was going to have to go through one or something. And then I was told that, you know, we don't have to go through that anymore. But a lot of people believe that you have to go through a near-death experience in order to ascend. So
what a near-death experience is, it's when you've written into your agreement an escape clause.
Yeah.
And you crossroads and you can choose to either stop at that point and have another life and go through the other things you wanted to, or you can choose to go ahead and continue. It's right. A gift itself.
Yeah.
And by 3 of them.
Yeah. I've had that question before if I wanted to leave.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
You have.
I've had a couple outs. I've never had a near-death experience, but I've had a couple choices that you can leave right now. And I said, no, I want to stay.
You've had 3 near-death experiences.
Okay.
And you chose to come back. And I want you to understand that when we choose to come back, the beautiful thing is how dedicated of a soul are we?
Yeah.
Because we could have left with no karmic retribution whatsoever.
Yeah.
And by the way, shifted from 3rd to 4th, which was in 2002, not 2012. And I stepped into my 5th dimensional self in 2005. Now I'm stepping into my 6th dimensional self. So when we shift from 3rd to 4th dimension, everybody on the planet agreed to ascension or they couldn't stay here. Every soul released all karma because it's only a 3rd dimension thing. All oaths, covenants, agreements, and vows of 3rd dimension. Every soul agreed to step up to the plate and align themselves as an androgynous light being. To step into their 5th dimensional self. And every soul agreed to take care of their own needs. We're not here to heal, fix, mend, or band-aid one more soul at our expense. We're done.
I totally agree with that. I have felt that shift to myself. And thank you for saying that you're living in the 6th dimension. I know I am too. And that's really new for a lot of people that we're even in the 5th dimension.
You're in everything.
Exactly.
20 dimensions, you're in all of them.
Yeah. And everything is inside of us. Nothing's outside of us. And everything, we have the power to create everything.
We're source. Hello.
Yeah.
The energy of life is source. That's what source is. It's energy. We're all made out of it. Doesn't matter what the form is.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, I had an amazing experience the other day. You were talking about, you know, the pain body and choosing to leave and not be there. Our precious little cat, Ralphie, we could see that he wasn't in his body anymore. And he couldn't even move anymore. So he could only move his head. So we had to put him to sleep. And 9 days later, I was doing a ceremony in the backyard and scattering his ashes in the plants and stuff because he loved to lay out there. And his brother joined me and came to every single plant with me.
Yes.
And was looking at me. It was like, it was such a beautiful experience. And then he laid in the backyard for several hours afterwards.
your cat was there going through every plant with you.
I know. I know. And his brother was right with him. And it was just, it was such a beautiful experience how amazing these beings are.
Yes. And the angel for animals, by the way, is Yvonne, Y-V-O-N-N-E.
I didn't know that. Thank you. Yep. That's really beautiful. You know, Judy, what an absolutely incredible call. I would love to have you back. I could talk to you for hours and hours and hours. Please come back next year and let's do some more.
I would love it. And then we'll take a lot of calls.
Yeah, because I'd really love to take some calls, but you're such a powerhouse and you had so much to say and all these things that are so important for people to hear. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming. And we will see you again. Judy's website. What's your website, Judy?
It's www.judycali.com.
You guys connect with Judy.
.com.
Connect with Judy. She's amazing. Listen to this call again. Listen to go through the guided meditation again with her. Thank you so much, Judy, for coming. I'm going to run a Sacred Heart activation, you guys. We've only got a few minutes left before we have to end the call because we're running out of time. So just connect into your heart. And I'm going to run the Sacred Heart activation. And you don't have to do anything. Just go inside and be quiet and just connect. This opens up your 13 petals of your heart. This is just support and to help. Hey, bring your energy into Mother Earth. And just connect into Mother Earth. And I just wanted to let you know, if you have a headache after this or you feel dizzy, connect into Mother Earth. It will go away. And you'll be more expanded and you'll see your world changing around you. This is a very simple, but yet very, very powerful activation. And it will start shifting you right away and will continue shifting you. I had a client email me the other day that they had a headache for over a week and they were a little scared. So I just wanted to let you guys know that if you do have a headache, it's your pineal gland and your pituitary glands opening and adjusting. They said that the world around them has been shifting really amazingly fast, but they were getting scared because of the headache. So don't be scared. I used to have a constant headache when I started doing sacred activations. It's normal. It does adjust and it does go away. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Judy Callie, wow. Totally incredible, amazing being. If you haven't signed up on my website yet, I've got 7 free activations to support you. We're here for you. We're here to help you ascend, wake up, and live in your power, because you truly are a master. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you, everybody. Bye.
How do you choose?